another road game. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ravecast. I'm Zach Wilt, as always, your host. Thanks for stopping by. We're here for you twice a week, bringing you everything you want to know about your favorite team. And this is the preview edition of the Ravecast. We're going to be taking a look at this week's game against the Jags in Jacksonville. And as I've said in previous episodes, the Ravens continue their road drought and hope to end that drought, which dates back to November of 2004, of on-road losing. So we'll see if they can do that. Not only are the Ravens out to beat their on-road losing streak, but their three-game losing streak is up for grabs today as well, so we'll see how that goes. The Jags of Alltel Stadium have really been on a roll lately and are having a pretty decent season. They've taken three out of their last four and are 5-3 thus far. And if you remember, the Ravens used to rival Jacksonville, but they actually haven't played them since the 2003 season, so this should be a pretty interesting matchup. The past few games for the Ravens have not been easy, and if you look at the teams that they face in the past couple weeks, it just has not been a nice schedule for the Ravens. On the 23rd of October, they played the NFC North leading Bears, who are now 5-3, and on Halloween, they played the Steelers, who are 6-2, and they played at home last week against the 7-2 Bengals. And then if you look at next week, they play the Steelers again, so quite a tough stretch for this struggling team. Jacksonville has really been playing well, as I said, offensively, which should be quite a test for the Ravens' defense. Last week, they scored 2 fourth-quarter TD passes and came from behind, beating Houston 21-14. And they really came together in the second half as QB Byron Leftwich went 11 for 11 with 162 yards. So 3 points is just not going to cut it for this Ravens offense. Checking up on the injuries for this Sunday's game, the Ravens have their share of them. Ray Lewis and Ed Reed have missed two out of the past three games with thigh and ankle injuries. The defense needs to unite today without their two shining stars, and I think they really did that in Pittsburgh, and I'd like to see that again today. The Ravens fullback Alan Ricard is also out this week with his calf injury, and his presence has really been greatly missed because he isn't in there busting heads for Jamal. The Baltimore Sun reports today that Terrell Suggs may not start either. Suggs missed practices this week with a thigh injury, leaving Jarrett Johnson to start in his place. And QB Kyle Bowler will return for Sunday's game, and that's one thing that I'm looking forward to seeing, how well he'll lead the offense after returning for this injury, and I guess only time will tell. So things the Ravens should look for this week would be the Jags defense, who is third in the AFC and sixth in the NFL, which should be a test for Bowler and the boys on offense. And they really need seven this week. Three is just not going to cut it for against the Jaguars. The Jags defense is led by their star DTs and defensive ends, Henderson and Spicer, and the line needs to keep these guys out of Bowler's way because they each have 5.5 sacks on the season. All right, well, that's your preview for this week on Ravens at Jacksonville. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Ravecast. I'm Zach Wilt, and we'll give you a full report on the game on Monday. Thank you.